Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we thank God that you all arrived here safely. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, a few weeks ago, I drove Usami Soke's children from their school to their home. Later, I received a report from the mother, okay? I think it was crazy. Told the mother that, "Ma, we drove, we are not reaching home." That we are not reaching home, okay? But I told the mother that you go and tell your children that at least we reached safely. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These Ugandan roads, just because your car can do 200, it doesn't mean that you should do it. Drive at a speed where should anything happen, you're ready to brake. You understand? So crazy, grow up with what? Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Guys, we are not reaching, okay? And I think they got it from their mom also, from their mom. One time we were going to see a certain man of God in Namirembe. This is like 7 years ago. So I drove some people in church with Joan in my Benz, okay? Joan also said, "Ma, we are not reaching." He said, "Pastor, 22 car," like I was like, "What's wrong with what?" Yeah, but you're better, these roads, okay? I'm telling you, if your car can do 200, you don't have to do 200. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Harrier we had, I used to do like 80. Like even when I'm on a, like bypass, Entebbe Express Highway, like the max I would go, 80. Okay, because it was, it wasn't so, you could feel it wasn't stable on the road. But other people would do 120 with it. But for me, especially when I have my family in the car, okay, and then when I have children who are not my children, okay? Do you know what it means if you got an accident and it was your mistake and you had people's children in the car and they get injured? How are you ever going to go, to overcome that guilt, Hallelujah. So crazy, man. I had to be responsible to your parents to get you home safely. And there was no hurry. What were you going to do to... They were going home, then they were going to be picked to be taken to the grandfather in Kumamboga, just walking distance. Nege wants to reach real quick. Hallelujah. Yes, so, yes, I heard that Sam's mother, one time Sam drove the mother within the city, Kampala Road, okay? And at one point... the old lady was like, "Stop the car. I have to come out. I can't be in the, you can't drive like this. Please stop, stop. Let me get out and I walk." Okay? And anyway, please, glory be to God. Especially men, be careful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you can see, I'm sure because you are the light, you are driving at a certain speed. And that's what could have what? Saved you. But again, there are some fools, even when there are lights around, they are still driving at 100. Glory be to God. People with few guzzlers, the ballers of this world. Please, please, please. Glory be to God. My dad used to say, "Please, please, please." When he's losing an argument, he's like, "Please, please, please," Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Let's give the worship team another big hand clap. Thank you, Esther, for joining them today. Glory be to God. Last Sunday, I threw you in the deep end. Okay? Yes, I like, for me, that is the only way I know how to make people do stuff. Just throw them, because that's what was done to me. Okay? Getting to preach, that's what was done to me. Okay? Yes, when we were with Elvis. Okay? The fellowship was small in, you know, Kamocha, you know, open house. Very, you know. Then one time he told me now. Actually, he called me. I was working in Entebbe. So he told me that he called me. He told me, today, you're preaching. Okay? You're preaching, and I'm not around. So if you're not preaching, there won't be fellowship. And there I was, man. You know, like deep man. It was horrible. Hallelujah. So for me, that's the only way I know how to get people to do what I want, what I think the Lord wants them to do. Just throw them there, besotting, okay? Hallelujah. I realize that at times the fear we have, like especially to stand in the public and speak or and sing, sometimes it's a demon. Hallelujah. I hope you're aware that you can be a Christian, but when you have a demon. Okay? And sometimes the demon is not to make you sin, like a demon of lust, a demon of overspeeding, you know. A demon, you understand? But sometimes it's a demon of fear. So in that sense, you're not doing anything wrong, but you're not doing what you're supposed to do because of, fear. One of those days, 2 or 10, I dreamt when, you know, a demon was coming out of me. A demon of fear. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, there are so many deliverances which happen when you don't know. But sometimes God lets you know. Now for me, it happened in a dream. And he let me know. And from that time, I got confidence to stand before him, you know. When that thing in the dream, it was a very vivid dream. It was a spirit that had been with me for ages, man. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. Like I couldn't stand before a professor in med school and present like a case of a patient. Okay? Now it is 2 or 10 that I realize, it was a demon. Okay? But because God wanted me to be a preacher at a certain point, okay, it was cast out in a dream. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So better glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. Sometimes, many forms of unusual behavior. Unusual behavior. Like including, of course, the fear of man. The fear to stand in public and even give a testimony. God has been good to the rain, you know. Any unusual behavior, children behaving in a funny way, young kids behaving in a funny way towards their parents. Sometimes it's a demon. Like in a child. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. And so many deliverances, unknowing to us, they happen in the spirit. Okay? Like even as you're seated here, the demon can jump out of you just because of the presence of God, for example. Okay, then something just departs. Okay? Hallelujah. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Okay? That's why it's good to be in churches which preach the pure word of the Lord. Okay? You never know how that word that you hear on a certain Sunday or Sunday in, Sunday out might set you free from something. Then you go somewhere where for a deliverance session, and there's nothing coming out of you. Now, by the name is Okay? Yeah, yet you don't know that. Hey, for you, man, it happened last week when you just seated, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, but anyway, we began all this by what? Deep end. Bakaskayo. Hey, your dad was a swimmer, so he knows the deep end. Kaskayo ne we sotinga. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I remember when before my dad passed away, he was sick for a long time. And at that time, my sister Maureen, because her contract had ended, so she was the one who was helping the rest of us to take care of Mzee, you know. She'll be there at home, hospital, you know, and it was a very trying moment for her. And then finally, unfortunately, a day came and daddy passed away. Okay, now when he passed away that week after burial, if I remember right, Maureen stayed at my home for like a week or two. All right? Yeah, she stayed at my home, basically to rejuvenate, you know. Now, one morning, she wakes up, and she says that I had a dream. And in the dream, you came and cast out a devil from me. Then she said that, and a dark spirit, like lifted off her body, or out of her what? Body, okay, and then he said that it was a very good feeling thereafter. So you could tell that because of the grief, the whatever, you know, the mourning, the sick, you know, something had gotten entry into her life, okay. So you're there, totally mumu, totally happy, you know, ngoloza, you're grieving. And grieving is okay. But now there's a point where now it is no longer man you. Like somehow there was an entry point for the enemy to a glory be to God. That's why I guess the Bible says you shouldn't grieve as those who don't have what? Or kwango inza okuchisusa. Utemuchisusa. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. How we got there, Esther, But sometimes these things are important for people to know that these things happen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, it happened to me. But that was before I actually began to preach. But now it was leading fellowship, Zoe, leading. Before now, Elvis threw me there, deep in. I was fearing even to lead a few people. Okay, well, less than this. Then one night, man, a demon left me. Okay, and from that time, I began to lead the fellowship with confidence. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So unusual behavior in your life, okay, inquire of the Lord. Ask him, God, is this a demon? Is this a spirit? Say, man, God, if it's a spirit, please, cast it out. Glory be to God. Unusual behavior. Sometimes we just poverty. There's this poverty, there's this lack which even stinks, you know, when someone carries that aura, I haven't talked about, I'm not saying having this or that, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about power. You know, you can be, you might not have a car, but that doesn't mean that you're poor. You understand? Eh? But I'm just talking about the real thing. Eh? The people at times you meet and seek some, you sense a thing. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The same thing with sexual immorality. Okay? That one, for some reason, for years I've been able to pick it up on people. Eh? You think that you can sense something on someone. Ninga bamba de banyumye. Banyumye what? What? Eh? They are looking holiness. But then you pick up something, you know. There was a time when I took a relative of mine, a very close relative of mine, to go and see where we were staying. So this is over 10 years ago. Okay, we just gotten married, so we're staying in some new like apartment. Back in the day, man, those apartments were posh, man. If you are staying in there, people would wonder, where do you work? Like, you know, eh? So anyway, so I took this very, someone who close to me there, to see the place, okay? And as we moved inside the house to show her in a sitting room, you know, I began to smell something very horrible, something foul, like, it's like, you know, engaging to chiunya, you know, something, you know, and somehow I got to know that it is a what? It's a spirit on Bambi, this lady, okay? And somehow I got to know, okay, again by revelation, you know, eh? Because you smell something, then you know, oh, it's a spirit, you know, it is, you know. Then you somehow get to know that this person is involved in some form of prostitution. And then when I clandestinely, like, investigated, I got to learn that it's true. Okay? But not this prostitution of going on the roadside. Eh? But there are these, you know these things. Eh? Some of you, eh? You have heard of them. This other high class, Well, I don't know what they are called, but I know it's prostitution. yes. And that was how she was, what? Earning her living, others, as you know. But very, you know, very wonderful Mutoro woman, you know. But now something was smelling on her. You know, so it was a spiritual smell, but a foul smell. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is that. Glory be to God. These things are real. Okay? There's some people where you can, whatever, a spirit of murder, like, you know, kill, you know, There's one time I was seated at Good African Ukofi, where now there is a cafe, Java's, Rugogo. Seated there, then a certain cabinet minister came, okay? I don't know whether he was working to ShopRite, eh? At the moment, now the girl was extremely smart, okay? I know he has been a minister for ages, as in he's rich, so whatever he was wearing was not of this Uganda. Okay, but then you could sense there was something foul emanating from him. And I could tell that it's a spirit of what? Murder. Yeah. Definitely is one of those chaps who, for him, killing is not a big deal. He's a soldier, you know, he's a bad guy. Okay. But now you could tell, now he was extremely smart. You could even smell the scent of his the perfume, okay? But beneath that, there was also now another spiritual foul smell. And it was a murdering spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, last week, according to the slide here, we reminded ourselves, or we taught ourselves by the Spirit, that Jesus is Yahweh, okay, or Jehovah God, okay? Yeah, most probably you knew this already, but you see, you have to have spiritual evidence or biblical evidence for what you believe. Someone one day will put you on the spot and say, Jesus is not God. Well, yeah, he's God, what? Just because you've had it all your life. Okay? But you should be able to prove it, okay, from the word. And even you yourself, it gives you confidence. You know, knowledge establishes you. Glory be to God. Okay? According to Exodus 3:15, God's name is Jehovah. God's name is who? Jehovah. Okay? Now, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, that Jehovah created the heavens and the earth. Then in Colossians 1:16, we see that by Jesus, all things in heaven and earth were created. Okay? So that proves to you that Jesus is the Jehovah. Glory be to God. Of Genesis 2:4. Hallelujah. All right? Then we also saw that Jesus is actually God, Jehovah, who came in the flesh. For in Isaiah 9:6, it says that unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given. Okay? Then it says, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Hallelujah. That's what the name of the child will be called, Mighty God. Okay, so Jesus, okay, is God who came in the flesh. Colossians 1:19 says that it pleased God the Father. Remember, there's God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that it pleased God the Father for all the fullness of God to dwell bodily in Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We also saw that when John came to prepare the way, okay, for the Lord, okay, or we saw that John says that, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way for the Lord. Okay? Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, and that is Jehovah. Okay? Then we see Jesus coming. It was him that the way was being prepared for. So, again, that proves to us that Jesus is God. Jesus is Jehovah God. Glory be to God. Amen. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, okay, God, okay, Jehovah, says that they will look on me whom they pierced. Like the Jews, okay, will one day look on me, God, Jehovah, who they pierced. Okay, but who was pierced? On the cross, Jesus. So God, the Lord, Jehovah is saying that they will look on me, whom they will pierce. Again, to prove that Jesus is God, Jehovah. Glory be to God. Okay? And Jesus, in the book of Revelations, he appears to you, John, and tells him that I am the first and the last. Okay? And yet, in Isaiah 44:6, okay, the Lord, Jehovah, says exactly that, okay, referring to himself. He says, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Then Jesus also says the same thing about himself. Okay, again, that is evidence that Jesus is God, Jehovah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So where does it say that Jesus is God? Then you start what? Hey, you become like me and Andrew. Glory be to God. Start stammering. Hallelujah. My friend knows that I mean well. That's why I said you become like me and Andrew. Ne Andrew ye and Singako. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now we are going to continue with that subject. Okay? And it will give me an opportunity to also see, to read verses which I wasn't able to read last Sunday. Okay? In Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, it says that, at the name of Jesus, every knee should or shall bow of those things in heaven and of those things on earth and of those under the earth. Isn't it? And every knee shall or should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. All right? So every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Yeah? Okay? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall do what? Confess. Okay? Now, these words, Paul gets them from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. Okay? 22 to 23. 22 says that, okay, now this is Jehovah, the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, speaking. He says that, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that to me, okay, God Jehovah, to me, what will happen? Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall do what? Every shall take an oath or shall confess. Glory be to God. Okay? But in Philippians, we see it is being talked about. Eh? It is being what? It is referring to Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Okay? And then say, every tongue shall confess that is Lord. Okay? But in Isaiah, it is referring to Jehovah. Okay, again, that proves to us that what? Jesus is God. So that was referring to Jesus, to the God who came in the flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as the only one, you know, the begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is God. Jesus is what? It's important that we have that mindset and we deal with him accordingly. You understand? When we realize that we are dealing with God. Hallelujah. And that also helps us to represent him effectively. When we tell people about Jesus, we're telling people about God. We're not talking about some man who lived and died and, you know, in Israel. But talk about God himself. Hallelujah. The God who became man. Okay? So that he can die for man. Okay? Mama Mariam. Okay? It is human beings who sinned. So it is human beings that had to pay a price for their sins. But there was no perfect human being to pay for the sins of human beings. So God, out of his love, became a human being. You understand? So that he can carry all the sins of humanity, okay, and be punished for them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God became man. Hallelujah. Now, that is where chobusilamu. That's why it hurts me. Because what are they going to do concerning sin? The sin problem that all humans have. And that includes them. You understand? Yeah, you see, it's an elephant. Like, what are you going to do about that? You know what I mean? That's why the enemy has deceived them. Okay? By saying that, just do good, watch, repent, go to Mecca, go around the what? Black stone, what? When they go around the black stone, then apparently they come back when all their sins are forgiven. It's something like that. But there's another writer of theirs who says that, wow, your sins are forgiven when you are about 100 and over what? So meaning if you die before that age, man, you understand? The black stone stuff was, you just wasted your time. You just got your money from Uganda and went to Mecca as a tourist and you left it there. And the Arabs, for them, bafunam. Because this is tourism. Hey. That's why you hear Namugongo bagaye bagaye chintu tuchijire tourism. Tuchipikemu omuka tourism, tourism. Mamuri religious stuff, guys say tukolemu sente. Hallelujah. So guys travel from Arua walking. Meanwhile, their bishops don't walk. Guys walking. Then they bring the money to Kampala. So the Kampalans, or the Namugongoyans, become richer, man. The money is all left there. Glory be to God. Well, I don't know if that's, we should give glory to God for that. Yeah. But you understand what I mean. So this Mecca, and you see, what they do in Mecca is witchcraft. So they're doing witchcraft, but they are saying their sins are forgiven. But it's witchcraft, it's a devil, man. Okay? That black stone, guys were using it before Muhammad stole it from them. Guys were doing it for idolatry. Then he began to say that, wow, it came down from heaven. The thing was really, this Islamic thing is just deception. Hallelujah. There's a friend of mine who tells me that when you find a Muslim who is also a certain tribe, man, that is where you find the, as in, deception at its max. Bokulimba, it's like, drinking water. Okay? Not his servant mentioned, the tribe. And not all people in that tribe, are that. Glory be to God. But it's a dominant feature. Glory be to God. And Anura, say amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So anyway, Jesus is what? Jesus is God. Jesus is Jehovah. Glory be to God. Now, it is from that passage, or it is from, we go back to Philippians 2. It is from that passage or portion of the scripture that I get what the Lord wants me to talk about today. Okay? And that something is humility. That something is what? Humility. Okay? Let us read Philippians chapter 2, but this time let us start from verse 5. Okay? We shall first read it from KJV, then we shall go and read it in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Glory be to God. All right, Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5, NKJV. Okay? Mr. Mwango, mutabani wo tanalokoka? Omgeni. Oba aliku, he's coming. Okay, very good. Hallelujah. So, bine bintuja kumuyamba. Finafu, That's how we also what? Started. They took us to KPC, we are not born again, straight from Smack, man. Catholic, like, friends of mine, would take me to church. The first thing that, you know, impressed me, man, was cheeks, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, there are some young people who are asleep. Katibazukusa. These Jehovah things, we know them in songs, right? Yahweh, you know. It was Gamma, you know. Remember, I was, I think, like 20, okay? Yeah, 2019. Okay, girls, man. Beautiful girls. Okay? So, because we used to go for the 2 o'clock, okay? Anyway, so we get there, you know. Then as the people who are in the 12 o'clock were leaving so that you guys can enter, for me, I would first chill, man. First stand outside and first look at all the girls, man. Meanwhile, service attendees. Hey, remember, still in Morocco, like, I'm not in your things. But I'm just like, wow. Okay? And that went on for months. Okay? That went on for months. Then, later, man, I'm not yet saved, but now the chicks are thrown out. It's the songs. You understand? The songs, man. These songs that we have sung. Like, sir, you don't know those songs. You are not there when you... Those Hill songs. I, darling, my goodness. KPC used to play them like Hillsong itself. Not the Hillsong of these days, but the Darlene Check, you know, that who one day appeared in Dennis's dream and said that the worship at LAT is very good. Remember that dream? In the dream, Dennis meets Darlene Check in London. Remember? Dennis Mujimba, in the dream, met Darlene Check in London. Okay, then say the worship at your church is very good. Anyway, you saw chicks out of the picture. Now it was the songs, man. You know, still locally, but man. Now I don't want to miss Kati Abakazi, you know, Abawala. Okay, God's girls. Kati, out of the picture, Stiagala. Now it's what? I don't know whether I should call it the worship. Because remember, Siri Umurokole, Katebebia, worship of Yamwe, the music. Hallelujah. And anyway, sometime later, I got born again. Glory be to God. But how did I come to that? How did I come to this thing of. Yes. So as I was there, some, I remember, we chicks have taken me there. So, anyway, some guy who took me there. Then the chicks, I don't know whether they kept me there. But while you're there, the word is entering. Somehow, you even don't know. Presence. Then at a certain point, I think, and now you can believe. You can accept Jesus. Of course, all this is what? But maybe it's true. Glory be to God. Then I got saved and became very radical. Hallelujah. Very radical. Then when I met school, you know where these boy chicks, you know, like you're in high school, okay, you're in Smack, then there's some boy chicks you know from Sunsas, Giza, Gungas, you know, okay? Those schools are not a big thing these days, I think, okay? Anyway, so you enter med school and man, those chicks are there. So now I get saved, then I go get a fellowship in medical school. Never again, Mose is lying. We know Mose, man. Bwango can't get saved. He's there for Patricia. Eh? You know, eh? There was some chick from Sunset. Very beautiful girl. Hey, when you have, you know, we had a search with her, what you guys call prom. Hey, Zaha, Mose, Patricia. Can in this serious in Doko Sevia Dara? Baga bagamba, what? I just want to because Patricia remove fellowship. Hallelujah. Hey, they go, just give him 3 months. Three. That's what they always say. Back three. Hey. Meze Satunaji Guaho Gacha remove fellowship. Hallelujah. Anyway, glory be to God. We got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, yeah, it says here that let this mind, okay, the mind of humility, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery or something to be held on to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Crucifixion, shameful. They put you up there naked. And it is a kind of death that they were giving to criminals. So Jesus dies as a criminal. God in the flesh. Human beings have judged him to be a criminal. All right? Then he says that, therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. This actually is a summary of what we talked about last week. God, Jehovah, became man. Okay? And when he came as a man, that's when he takes on the name Jesus. Okay? Before he came to earth, he wasn't called Jesus. I hope you know that. He wasn't called Jesus. That name Jesus comes about when the angel comes and tells Mary that you shall have a child, you shall have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Okay? Prior to that, he was referred to as the Word. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory be to God. He was called the Word. He was the Son. Okay? There was the Father, there was the Son. That name didn't exist. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So now God, okay, takes on humanity. He humbles himself and goes through all that to save us. Okay? And for that matter, that man called Jesus, after he had obeyed the Father, he had obeyed God the Father, okay, his name, the name Jesus, was highly exalted. Hallelujah. At the mention of that name, the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, God, like I said, wants us to talk about this issue of humility. Okay? Humility, which is actually also a fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need to humble ourselves like how God, Jehovah, did. He humbled himself and became a human being. Hallelujah. A human. Do you understand what it means for God to become a man? Of course, we can never comprehend that fully. God to come to this messed earth, you know, become a man. You understand? Eh? Now that is high level humility. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? God wants us to have that same attitude. Now, what is humility? Okay? Number one, humility is willingness to lower ourselves, if need be, so as to serve another person or other people. All right? You lower yourself. Yeah. But then there's a need that arises, okay, which ordinarily you're not supposed to do. But then because you're humble, you decide to lower yourself and do that something for that individual. Glory be to God. Okay, like remember God, okay, he's God. Then because humanity is perishing, he humbles himself and becomes a man. Hallelujah. Takes on human flesh. Okay? Hunger, man. Thirst. Glory be to God. Human beings, he gets spat at. God, you know, God in the flesh. God, remember, when he walked the earth, he was fully God and fully human. You know, eh? Hallelujah. So now God wants us to have that attitude. Glory be to God. As individuals, but also as the church, corporately. Because where we are going, what God is going to do with this church, okay, if we don't walk in humility, we are coming down. We shall crash. Glory be to God. Amen? We've been praying to God to tell us what you know. Eh? Now, one of the things that we have to have as we go far, we must choose that we shall walk in humility. Glory be to God. Amen? So humility is willingness to lower yourself, if need be, so as to serve other people. Okay? Humility is not boasting about your greatness or advantage or the advantage which you have over others as if you're self-made. You've heard this thing of self-made men. Find a rich guy, man. Eh? Yeah, man. Ah, oh, man, oh, guy, self-made. Tatwa yali mwavu. Mwavu. He wasn't a Muganda, so the opportunities to get scratches to Buddha were not there. Yeah, mwavu. Teasoma. Okay? The guy is self-made. Murana, eh? The late. Self-made. All right? I don't know if Professor Chamanua is self-made also. All right? But let me tell you the truth. Eh? There's nothing like self-made. There's nothing like what? Those people who call themselves self-made, okay, they need to have a demon who cast out in a dream. There's nothing like self-made. Whatever you are, whatever you become, the greatness you achieve, it's God. Whether you're born again or not, it's God. Hallelujah. It's God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 7, that, for who makes you differ from one another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? It was just given to you. Okay, by God. So you shouldn't boast about it. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Ladies, okay? You have the beauty. Eh? The men don't have it. Maybe Balo has it. I don't know. Kati abakazi utemutwe pankira ko. You understand? Temkolaji. Hey. Rachel, don't kwepanka on what? On Mark. Please, please, please. Namanyat. Bakwe pankirako. Eh? Okay. Praise, eh? Okay. Temwe pankirako bantu. Esther, please, please, please. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who makes you differ from one another? Yeah? Should I continue preaching? Eh? You give me a seed. Women, who makes you differ from men? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Glory be to God. If God has given you a sharp mind, okay, concerning upstairs, you're thorough. You understand, eh? You remember, you were born. Eh? What did you do to get that sharp mind? You were just born without clothes. You know, so someone, and of course we know it's God, he gave it to you. Glory be to God. Okay? If you're wealthy, you're well-to-do, like me. Okay? But by Ugandan standards, man, I am tulimu 0.1%. Okay? Do you know, eh? There's a study, there's a thing that actually, there's a calculator. I don't know whether it's called that. Any summer thing, app. If you just log in your salary, eh? It will tell you in which percentage of the population, eh? In which percentage. You lie. Okay? The principal of our children's school, one time we had a seminar. Okay? And he brought it up. Then he says that, how much do people pay your maids? Then he said, okay, let us use a figure like 150, 200. We plugged it in. Okay? And man, the maids earning 200K. You'll be shocked, you know, eh? The class they're in, eh? When you consider the entire population of the world. They're among the world to do. Okay? Now, how much more you's getting? 500,000. But it's there. It was done by, I think, UNDP or IMF. It's there. You go and look it up. Actually, let me give some an assignment. Please call your friend, Magara, Dr. Umagara, let him give you that link and Rachel will share it. You understand? Hey. Now, I heard that this one, even if I don't say it, they'll get to know in a short while. She's taking a holiday to the U.S. You know, you know, bandit again day. Why? Maybe next Sunday, but just cool about the, you know, they say, hey, where's Olive? Olive, they say, ah, holy man, you know, eh? Hey, you're in your bat. Now, you see, the maids, 200K, they're in a certain, I'm telling you, and it's true. You know, eh? Now, someone who coughs up how many dollars to fly, I think you're going to spend there. How much money is that? Now you are among the like 0.1%. Gwekati mutunuya ba Bill Gates, mutunuya ba Muhozi, you are kind of a tetulina. You look at your car, what car do you have? Okay, then notunuri ya It's okay. Mukamba man, feel ba mukama tu amkolachi. But man, you are among the like not top 1%. Only I'm telling you. Glory be to God. Anyway, your wealth, whatever, like even if you store that money. Okay? But remember, God allowed it. No, he didn't plan that you do it. But somehow, he let it happen. Okay? But they want you to steal. And why? If you don't remember, you're going to hell. So he let it happen. Why Simani? Okay? Just like all of us. There are many sins. Okay? You think God wasn't aware? He was, but you know. Now I assume, but because I be in G. Hallelujah. I hope you guys know that Abasumba Bantu. Hallelujah. Nefi Twagala Saint, Twagala Kuberako Eluboa. Glory be to God. Twagala Kufuka, you know. And sometimes we steal that money to the Imba. But I've never done it, as in, I swear. Okay? But what I'm saying is, buliomu, people sin, but some sin more than others. Hallelujah. But we shouldn't do that. Glory be to God. And by the point I'm trying to make is that whatever you have, whatever advantage you have over others, okay, you received it. Glory be to God. So you shouldn't boast about it. On the contrary, you should walk in humility. Humble yourself. Use that which you have to be a blessing to other people. Hallelujah. Use your money to be a blessing. Hallelujah. You have a Kalus 200K. Kalus 200K. And you're going to Serena for a soda. Okay, you can humble yourself and say, today sigenda kunywa soda ya mtwala wili. Okay, let me sacrifice and I give it to what? To pastor. Hallelujah. Kwanga now we did that pastor. Ha. Glory be to God. Hey. Enjale liye uwe. Glory be to God. Have you heard how she has laughed? Ha, 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 ha. Like, well, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Anyway, but you understand the point. Eh? Yes, humble yourself. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, there's also something called false humility. Okay? Now, don't go into that. Go now, that's a demon. If you're great and then never quite desire, what, you know, eh? As in don't say, no, I'm not, I'm, you know, eh? You know, as in, that now that's false, what? Humility, okay? The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. There are some people who honor is due to them. Okay, in your family, you're the firstborn. Yes, so there's some kind of honor there. Kati to gain the car then no time go gamba only what mto wange as in what one yo accept it but now use it to be a blessing. Glory be to God. Amen. If yes, glory be to God. If you're the richest guy in your village, Mwina village meeting, never quit, never kutuza muntebe your maso. As in, yeah, sit there. Okay, don't say, what? When they want to wow and say, no. Tell them to wow and say. Sit there, okay? But now, while you're there, strategize how to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Strategize how to make these guys who are honoring you, strategize how to make them do the right stuff. Glory be to God. But be careful, eh? By no kumaram sente. Glory be to God. Be careful, man. Hallelujah. Call you for fundraising meetings just so that they can, you know, suck all the money out of you. Okay, they will use you and man. They might end up in trouble. Hallelujah. So be humble, but also don't fall for the lie of what? Self-humility. False humility. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, what are the consequences or what are the results of humility? Okay. Those, there are two which I want to talk about, and they are all found in 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 5, it says that, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. Okay, and be clothed with what? Humility. Yambale cha mbalo cha chobo what? Chobo eto waze. That word. I remember growing up, my Muganda mother. Okay, obweto waze. Okay, then he says, God resists the proud. God does what? Resists the proud. Can you imagine God resisting someone? Now, the false grace preachers don't talk about it. In fact, these scriptures, they jump over them real quick. They can even twist it and say, no, he's talking about Avatana Lokoka. Okay? But you see, you can be a Christian when you have a spirit of pride. Okay? And as a Christian, a child of God, unknowing to you, your Father in heaven is resisting you. Okay? The Bible says God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So when you walk in humility, you will abide, okay, under the grace of God. Hallelujah. All right? When you're clothed with humility. Hallelujah. Then it continues in verse 6 and says that, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Walking in humility brings exaltation. It might not be today, but one day you will be exalted. And more so, okay, when the Lord returns. Glory be to God. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that you may be exalted in due time. Glory be to God. Carl, are you learning something? Hallelujah. I wish I had these things when I was Carl's age, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Humble yourselves. When you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. Okay? The grace of God will cause exaltation to happen in your life. Glory be to God. Okay? You'll be exalted. God will use you even much more. Hallelujah. Okay? And by the way, sometimes God allows circumstances to happen in our lives that help us to keep humble. Bad things, man. But God allows them to be there for some time. And sometimes they might be there until he returns. You understand? Out of his love. Because akozesa nnyo kati eche chintu chija kuyamba okukakana. Okay? So that he may continue to use you greatly. So that he may continue to keep you in the exalted state. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 7. Now this is Paul, the great apostle Paul. He says that, you know he had had visions, man. And he says that, and lest I should be exalted above measure, By the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me. A messenger of Satan. To do what? To buffet me, to buffet. Is it buffet or buffet? But it's also buffet. That's how they spell the word buffet, isn't it? Yee! Okay? So a messenger to buffet me, to eat me, to consume me. The enemy is feeding on you, man. Okay? So a messenger of Satan, okay, was given to me. Can you imagine? Anyway, so lest I be exalted above measure. God is helping Paul not to fall into pride. So God allows a messenger of Satan. You remember? We talked about God allowing bad things. He just allows them. But sometimes it's like, aha, chino chechija, okumuku mahambo. So that I continue to use him, to keep him in the exalted state. Just imagine, you know, Now, who is that messenger of? Satan. I think it is a spirit that we would just go and cause havoc wherever Paul would go. Then he ends up being beaten, being whipped. Can you imagine apostle? Well, no, Uganda. Apostle means man. You're exempt from luck, exempt from power, you know. Like, totally muntuwa wansi, like that, you know. You have the president's, you know, number, Bakutawanya, or you're like no suffering, apostle, you know. But now this is the great apostle. And man, gave him bachivoko, man. An apostle of the Most High, again, is whipped. Like, as in humiliated. Because remember, okukuba uchivoko, ngoli muntu, when you are an adult, it's very humiliating. Very humiliating. Like especially when you have a wife. But especially when you have children, man. Okay? Children. Like, I don't want to use you as an example. Okay? Why should I use who? Hallelujah. Balo, Namanya. Okay? Nibakuga, nibakugra mizangabanabo. But do you know that you can go mad? Because you lose that, like, what manner am I? I've heard of a man who thieves came, like at his house, and the guy somehow couldn't defend his family. You know, and apparently from that time, the guy's self-esteem, like, when now you are, just see, you're not a man. You understand? Yet, Bambi, it wasn't his fault. How about people? I say, what are you going to do? You understand? You know? You just say, what? Let me take you to where the money is, you know? Hey, no. How does that now reduce? Hey, but sometimes, a demon can use that time to enter you. Remember, you're not man enough. Hey. Ah, tell her somehow the demon can whisper it in what? Your wife's ears also. See, he's not man enough. Very bad, man. Very, very, you're joking with these things. Hey, just pray, man. Hey, this is why now ulabo msaja had a stable family, like a nice wife, then the guy one time disappears from home. Or he doesn't disappear, but he just gets some other what? Some other friend. Because I'm not a man. Because the other time I couldn't defend what? That's why you should have dogs, man. Bob. You understand? So now the guy goes to someone else who doesn't know that story. Amulava, wow, you know, Hank, you know, Hey. I'm telling you, these things are real, Men, ego, you know, Hey. You're wise. So prop up your guys, man. Call them great staff, man. I continue preaching. Hey. I'm telling you, women are suffering a lot. And sometimes, temutuyamba, our friends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, the great apostle, bam kuba kiboko jagenda. Humiliating, you know, eh? Okay? So he says that concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And the Lord says, no. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Okay? The ability to use you greatly is made perfect when you are in a humble state. And what is keeping Paul humble there? The things he's going through. Little alive Jesus. Oh, you understand? How about they are preaching? Not about Jesus in the service. Today. Nebo Gedas is preaching with Jesus. Minutes later, bam bachiboko. So Jiakaraba Jesus, man. Yeah. You know, eh? But I'm doing that to keep you humble. Because revelations ninja labi even to be catch your inzo tango kwe panka panka no itao. And you end up in hell. Kati. Jesus never, man. I am just a human. I'm just a human. God is just using me. Yeah. Hey. Ninga mwe. Glory be to God. Okay? So it says that therefore most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities. Those bad things that are happening to him, he will boast in them. Why? So that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Okay? The grace of God may continue to operate in his life for him to continue to be used mightily as a great apostle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So when you stay humble, you'll be exalted. Hallelujah. Okay? The exaltation might include giving you a great name. You know, there are some names which are bad. Eh? Which, first of all, they sound man. Now, like, Chiwatule. That thing didn't sound good. But now it sounds good because there was a time when it became a place for rich people. You understand? Chiwatule, it's like, wow, Chiwatule, you know. But they tell man, Chiwatule, what? Okay? So there are people who have amanyaga. First of all, they sound bad. They don't sound good. Number two, they don't mean good. But somehow, the guy becomes exalted. All of a sudden, Elinya ulichu, come on. All of a sudden, man, baba, the what? Yeah? You give me a name. The who's, eh? Like even the girls at school, eh? Fenekas. Hey, you understand? All of a sudden now you're exalted. Now the name, eh? It's sound, it's bad sound, the meaning. Now it's no longer an issue, man. Now it's all of a man, eh? The waivers are coming, you know. But if someone thought about that name in there, unveiled, whatever, man, you can't name it, you know, your child. Even if you're that clan. Nekachorokuba, man, the name now is not the meaning, it's the person who has it. So God can give you a great, can make your name great. Hallelujah. Make your name great. I told you of a friend. Okay, so this friend of mine, I later learned that his sister was one of those Sunsas chicks. Remember I told you those Sunsas chicks? Patricia's OG. So, yeah, this chick. And so, years later, I meet a friend of mine. He's a Mtoro. Then he tells me that the sister. I was like, hey, I know your sister from Sunsas. Hey, you know my sister. You could see the way the guy looked at me. He's like, this could be the boys I heard about. You know, but yeah, I know your sister, Susan. And so, yeah, so she's in the UK. Then the guy says she's coming for intro. She met a guy in the UK, US. So now they're coming for intro. Now, when the Chiki's family had the tribe of the guy, they were like, Katibi, no, really? They were not impressed. They were intro, they were really more like, okuita meeting here, intro, biakusika mugua. You understand? Now, this friend of mine told me, when they heard who was going to lead the delegation, my goodness, guys, all of a sudden, when they heard who is leading the delegation, Kaihura, you're leading up. Man, guys jumped as in all of a sudden now. Ha, Susan, you understand? You know, Now the name Kaihura, you understand? Kati, the tribe, it no longer matters. All Kaihura, you're leading. Because the father had passed away like ages ago. Hey, you understand? So now the name, man, you understand? But guy, it was all of a sudden, man. Guys, previously they were indifferent. They were like bored. They're like, what? Munyaranda, Mufumbira? Like, hey, but now, leading the delegation. And of course, Ukaihura didn't come alone. Back in the day, you remember? Hallelujah. So you'll be exalted. You'll be what? Exalted. Humble yourselves. Hallelujah. All right? And as a church, especially where we are going, we need to walk in humility as a church. Okay? And then we shall remain up there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you tired, or I should read a few things? Let me, hallelujah. We're going to go to a book called The Final Quest. Okay? Esther, have you heard of a book called The Final Quest by Rick Joyner? Okay. Yeah, Rachel, please help. You heard of Rick Joyner, a prophet in the States, okay? In 1996, he wrote a book called The Final Quest. You've heard of it? You're going to get it. There's actually an audio. Like, I'll send you a link. Or you can just go YouTube and you look for the audio. You understand? Man, that book. It is a book where Rick Joyner shares the revelations, heavenly experiences he had. All right? And somewhere in the book, okay, he says he was told while in heaven, okay, you remember, Paul said that be clothed with humility. So humility is like a dress, a shirt, a mantle, a cloak. All right? So he was told that mantle, because at one point he was wearing it while in heaven, the mantle of humility. He was told that mantle is the highest rank of honor. Hallelujah. In heaven, the mantle of humility is the highest rank of honor. Glory be to God. Now this, we should encourage us, man, to go for it. The highest rank. Okay? One highest rank, bulimusumbagala kukumuita apostle. Highest rank, apostle, Hallelujah. There's a preacher I heard about. I don't know him. So there was a young man working with him. So one time he asked the young man, that young man, what is the greatest, bishop or apostle? Because the young man knew the scriptures, And Nambu's a young man. Church singer, okay? And apparently, the preacher was a Mtoro, so he was speaking Uruganda in a Chitoro accent. And man, Rutoro with Chitoro accent, there's nothing more beautiful. Anyway, so, Nambuza, Ukasaja Gwe, we're calling the young man Akasaja. Ukasaja Gwe, Uchichi Echisinga, Bishop Ova Apostle. Then the young man said, Dangamba, it was Apostle. And the guy was like, from that day, he became Apostle. Kwancha Echisinga, Binebia, Bishop. But can you imagine, just ask Omuntu, what is greater? A bishop or apostle? Now, I'm an apostle. That is a rubbish. Yet, heaven is like, the highest rank is humility. Being clothed with humility. It's the highest rank in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We should pursue this. Glory be to God. Okay? He is also told in heaven. Okay, so anyway, he writes and says that, as I began to walk past these angels, remember he's in heaven, huh? The angels bowed to one knee and showed me great respect. I finally asked one of them why they did this, as even the smallest was much more powerful than I was. Then they responded, because of that mantle. Okay, then they say that is the highest rank in the kingdom. Then he said, he protested and said, but this is just a plain mantle. No, the angel who protested, you are clothed in the grace of God. You remember, he gives the grace to the humble. So when you're clothed in humility, you're clothed, okay, in the grace of God. Then they told him that there is no greater power than that. No greater power than the grace of God. The grace of God which he gives to the humble. Okay? Then Rick Joyner says that, but there are thousands of us wearing the same mantle. How could it represent rank? But you can all be number one. Ngamuri abantu kumi in the number one position, isn't it? I remember back in school, man, that thing of tying. You tie number one, whichever. Glory be to God. So humility is the highest rank in the kingdom. I want to make it the highest rank. It is the highest rank because that's what our Lord did. He humbled, God became man. That is humility. So there's no humility greater than that. So there's no greater thing than that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the angel continued to tell him that those who are clothed in humility, you are the dreaded champions, the sons and daughters of the king. He wore that same mantle when he walked on this earth. As long as you are clothed in that, there is no power in heaven or on earth that can stand before you. Everyone in heaven and hell recognizes that mantle. Hallelujah. Someone who walks in humility, they are recognized in heaven and hell as the highest ranked Christians. The highest ranked Christians are not the, I don't know, the whatever it is. It is the most humble.
Glory be to God.
All right? Everyone in heaven and hell recognizes that mantle. We are indeed God's servants, okay? Jesus' servants, the angels are saying, okay? But he abides in you, human beings, and you're clothed in his grace. Glory be to God. Okay? Then somewhere he says that, I looked at my mantle. It looked so plain and insignificant. Man, when you're walking, right? For those of you who have walked in, what? Humility. You know, it's not a very comfortable thing. Hantunga waku isanga omuntu wa wansi. Yecho the great CEO of oba what? You understand? Uli msajia waka waka, nye wale wagai, habata chimanyi. Ulaba, yu msajia waka waka, eh? You understand? Una hectares, what? Square miles. Then you go to some other tribe, about what? Okay, tebaku manyi. Like, they don't know you that yu msajia waka waka, tebabi manyi, so tebaku tuzeli, man. You understand? You're the last girl serving a male kulumbi. Because you went to bury for a friend. So in fact, they don't even serve you. They first serve, but no, you understand. They are now cutting away what, you know, eh? You understand, eh? So it's not a, like, it's not a cool thing, man, working in humility. You understand, we gave you, man, eh? Pass eyes through you. Okay, so that's why he says that the cloak he seemed insignificant. You understand, eh? All right? And that's why, anyway, people don't want to walk in humility. It looks so plain and insignificant. I thought that it made me look more like a homeless person, okay, than a warrior. Wisdom, eh? So there was an angel called Wisdom. Wisdom responded as if I had been speaking out loud. Okay, so Wisdom say that the Lord is closer to the homeless than to kings. Hallelujah. So that also means that it's closer to those who are clothed like homeless people. You remember? He gives his grace to the humble. Glory be to God. Then Wisdom continues and tells him that you only have true strength, spiritual strength, to the degree that you walk in the grace of God. And he gives his grace to the humble. So, let me use preachers. Preachers have true spiritual strength. Preachers and Christians, okay? Okay? We all have true spiritual strength to the degree that we walk in humility. Because strength, spiritual strength is the grace of God. You understand? Which he gives to the humble. So depending on your rank, on your level of humility, that is the amount of grace that you have. And that is the amount of spiritual strength that you walk in. Glory be to God. Okay? These are very serious things, okay? Then he was told in heaven that the higher the spiritual authority that you walk in, the farther you can fall if you're without love and humility. Glory be to God. So that means that the higher you go, okay, the higher God exalts you. Okay, the higher this church goes, okay, the greater we should walk in humility. Otherwise, we shall fall. Why? Because pride comes before what? A fall. Hallelujah. You ask Kaihura. Susan's uncle. Glory be to God. Amen. The higher the spiritual authority that you walk in, the farther you can fall if you're without love and humility. And I'll end with this. Okay, the angel tells him that in some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights, this is very important, eh? Those who have been to the greatest heights are in the greatest danger of falling. So we tend to think that those who are high up there, they have less chances of falling. But that's not true. In fact, Fabali, we have less chances of falling. Glory be to God. Those who are high up there, where you're going, okay, the higher the chances of falling. Okay? Then he says that you must always remember that in this life, you can fall at any time from any level. Glory be to God. You can fall at any time from any level. Okay? But remember, those who are higher up there, they're more prone. Now, whichever level you're at, you can fall anytime. If you don't walk in humility. If you don't operate like Jesus. He was God. All right? But he humbled himself and became human. All right? Next Sunday, I forgot to read you that scripture in the Amplified Version. Glory be to God. Have you been blessed?
Yes.
Encouraged to walk in humility? You'll be exalted if you do that. Glory be to God. And if you continue to walk in humility, you will stay up in the exalted state. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.